Good morning, Teresa Caputo.
Good morning.
It's so great to have you on the air. We're excited that you're coming here to Connecticut this Friday.
I can't wait. A little close to home, so it'll feel like I'm on tour, but I'm right around the block.
Now, Teresa, you and I are we're kindred spirits because you wear black and white, and I wear black exclusively, but... You have made me venture into dabbling and adding a little bit of white to my wardrobe here and there because it looks so cute on you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I've been trying to add a little color, so maybe you'll branch out a little bit more.
Who knows? Who knows?
You do have the best hair on TLC, if we're being completely honest here. Your hair is fabulous.
Oh, thank you. I usually don't get that, but and I appreciate that.
Well, you know what? Welcome to Connecticut. I know everybody is super excited to see you. You're coming to the Toyota Oakdale Theater in Wallingford, and it is going to be an amazing night. And I have like a million questions for you, because like, how did you first start to know that you had this gift?
So I didn't realize that what I was sensing and feeling, not everyone else was. For me, I thought it was normal. And then it wasn't until later in my 20s I discovered not only was I communicating with my own loved ones, but I was communicating with everyone else's loved ones. So I struggled with my gift for at least another 5 years after that, because I couldn't understand why someone would want to come and talk to their departed loved ones. But what I learned is that, unfortunately, no matter who we lose or how they die, we're left with these burdens and guilt. We're left with these negative emotions that do not give us the ability to heal. So the thing that I love about spirit is, yes, they might be common things that they might refer to, but what I like what they do is they talk about these other things that there's no way that I would know about.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you haven't shared with anyone else to really validate that what you're sensing and feeling is real, and that you did have the opportunity to say goodbye, and that your loved ones are still living life through your eyes, just in a different way.
Now, I have to tell you, I think that my children have a little bit of a gift as well.
Who are they speaking to?
I feel like sometimes one of my kids talks to my sister, and he tells me things that my sister knew. Or we were looking at the sunset the other night, and
said... And her boys are little.
They're little. They're 5 and 6, but my 5-year-old said, you know, Auntie Reen said... this and it stops me in my tracks. And yeah. I don't know how to proceed with it. I just listen and I'm like, really? And I engage with him, but you know, I don't want to discourage it, but at the same time I don't want him to feel like I'm putting him in a place where he's going to be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am going to say, so you're handling it absolutely perfectly, because that's what my parents did with me. You know, young children and animals are very sensitive to spirit because their minds are clear. They're not busy with burdens and things like that. So that's, and they might grow out of it, they might not. But that is the amazing thing about spirit. So because he's young and really doesn't, you know, what do they have to worry about? Cleaning up after the, you know? Mm. And they're able to engage easier and not make up excuses for what they're sensing and feeling.
Yeah, and my other son, the same thing. He sees pictures of my husband's mother who's passed away, and he says things that just blows my mind.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, you are going to be at the Oakdale on Friday, the Long Island Medium, Teresa Caputo. And what are we expecting? What kind of a show are we going to see Friday night?
I always say, if you've watched Long Island Medium, it's like watching Long Island Medium live without the shopping.
Without the shopping. Nice.
We know.
But there could be a lot of competing voices. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people there.
There is, but that's the amazing thing. Look, people, I'm not on that stage. So I'm down in the crowd, and, you know, we have the cameras that follow me and screens set up so you can feel and be a part of the experience. But people say it all the time. They'll say, I personally... I didn't know what to expect when I walked into the stage. Personally, didn't get read, but what I witnessed was absolutely life-changing.
Hmm.
Well, I can't
because
wait.
That's what it's about. You know, spirit, I might not be speaking to you directly, but there are going to be things that spirit is going to have me say that you will be able to connect with.
The energy in the room, people are going to, even if it's not their personal take, they'll get the energy and the vibe.
Right, right.
And
you're able to connect so much more.
Can you tell me, does it work from a distance also? Like,
yeah, there's no boundaries.
You can feel the spirit, you know, when you're separated, you know, for miles and miles?
Listen, you know, you know, there's sometimes I could be in a space and I'm reading someone in the orchestra, someone all the way up in the balcony, I might then be all of a sudden drawn to their loved one all the way up in the balcony. Sometimes there'll be someone in the audience and they'll get a message for their friends. You know, there are so many times that it has happened. I could be channeling, say, someone's mom, for example, and then all of a sudden she'll bring forward and say they're bringing forward someone's son, a friend of your son. And they'll say, yeah, my girlfriend lost their child. And, you know, they'll receive a message to deliver back to their friends.
And you know what's interesting? I've been to a couple of shows, not with you, but with other mediums, and it seems like the people that go into the room with the most doubt are the ones that become the focus of the show, and all of a sudden, real information comes out from one of their passed away relatives, and you can see the look on their face is genuine.
The aha moment.
Yeah, it's really startling and amazing.
Yeah, because that's the thing, and I always say to people, whether you believe in mediums or not, I want you to believe in yourself. I want you to know that what you're experiencing is real, but more importantly, that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world.
Well, the show is Friday night, and tickets, I believe, are still available at oakdale.com. And when you come over from Long Island, will you bring some family-style pasta with you? Because some of those restaurants in Long Island, like the Floral Streets there, are really amazing.
They are amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what. Teresa, you got to go over to Michael's Trattoria right around the corner from the Oakdale and go have some pasta.
That's
there.
A good one, too.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for a few minutes this morning, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you. I hope you guys are going to come down and check out the show.